The candidates in the District 8 City Council race have brought their own brand of communication to the voters this year with ads, attacks, and town hall meetings. Even their campaign watch party Saturday had very distinct moods. For example, Rolando Briones hired a DJ to spin the hits at his campaign office. A mile away at Ron Nirenberg's party, a pianist entertained guests at a restaurant as they drank wine and nibbled on shrimp cocktail. If anything's certain in this race, it's that the third candidate, Mike Keeper, a former congressional contender, is out. That leaves the two most vocal men still in it to win it. Until now, they've given voters plenty of reasons to vote, or not, for one or the other. Briones and Nirenberg have accused each other of feeding the liberal agenda or violating ethics guidelines. On election night, Briones hinted that his opponent got down and dirty in the race while he maintained a respectable campaign.
We always focused on positive. We always focused on issues. You know, everything we sent out was on issues that are relevant to this campaign. And we were very honored to have kept that commitment.
Nirenberg says facts are facts and that he stands behind his strategy.
We had the right message. We had the right people. And we stayed true to that. We were honest. We were open. We talked to everybody. And the communities responded.
Yeah, I see the one.
And so two men with two different styles have another month of campaigning to go before runoff day. That's when voters will decide which of these styles better suits them and their Northwest Side district. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.